You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover. Boy, oh boy, do we have a ton to get into. More reaction, of course, from the latest Yahoo Sports exclusive. They name names. The middleman in the Will Wade transcripts, the person being referred to as the intermediary between Kristen Dawkins and Will Wade. We have a name. His name is Shannon Foreman, a fixture in Baton Rouge basketball circles. We'll continue to talk about that here a little bit as well. A lot of LSU supporters not happy with the timing of the release of the story. Coach Tony Benford, Jonte Smart asked about it today in media availability just, you know, about 2 hours ago. So there you go. Now it is a storyline. It is something that they have to deal with before taking on Michigan State in the Sweet 16. Four games today. You can get ready right here at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Happy hours 3 to 7. The steak special Tuesday and Thursdays, an 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potatoes, size salad, $12. And then tomorrow, LSU tips off just after 6 o'clock. Crawfish boil starts at 5 o'clock. Happy hours 3 to 7. So what better way to kind of get ready for the game tomorrow? Coming up on Saturday, Monster Jam. Over in the Superdome, you know what I'm talking about. Big old monster trucks, nice and loud, and dirt flying everywhere, cars being crushed, wheelies, all kinds of different things going on. Awesome to have one of the drivers in, I don't know, you might have heard of the Grave Digger, even though Jordan called it Gold Digger a little bit ago.
I was a little starstruck. That was my favorite truck when I was younger.
You did sound a little nervous. Your voice cracked a little bit. Charlie Paulkin, did I pronounce your last name properly? Okay, thought I did. All right, here, give him your headset. For some reason, this one's not working. I don't know what you did, Jordan. What did you do? Hey, good job there. Let's try that again as we get Charlie on there. How you doing, Charlie?
Great.
Doing fantastic. So I guess let's get into this here a little bit because, in talking with you a little bit ago during the break, it was funny because, you know, I got a little 2-year-old and stuff, so I've been searching for this car that he lost, and I wound up finding this morning. But so I've been going through the toy section and the car section of a lot of different stores literally in the last 2 days. And there they are. There's Gravedigger. There's the one that looks like a shark, Megalodon.
Yeah, Megalodon. There you go. Corey Rummel's driving that, Megalodon. Yeah, that's one of the new trucks out.
Monster Jam's been around since I was a kid, man. Oh. It's just the popularity not only seems to stay, but even get bigger more and more.
It is. It's great to see the families have cycled through now. I've seen kids come through, you know, growing up, and now they're bringing their kids. Right. You know, the generations have come through. It just amazes me.
How long have you been driving?
I've actually been driving Monster Jam trucks for 32 years now.
Wow. So you've sort of seen a lot of the evolution of not only the event on weekends and when you travel around, but how has the vehicles evolved?
It's truly a creation there. The vehicles have evolved from being basically a standard pickup truck that, you know, people put lift kits on, great big leaf springs with 5-ton axles. They didn't have much suspension in them back then, and they were just big and heavy, and, you know, the whole thing was to crush cars, you know.
Right,
and
right.
Back then it was like, hey, let's build these great big trucks, and hey, yeah, we're crushing cars. And then it came down to, hey, we've got all these big trucks now. Hey, let's race them, and let's see who can go faster, you know. And so from there, the progression of it, you know, you've got more suspension now in them. You've got nitrogen gas shocks now. You've got complete full roll cage bodies or chassis out of, you know, tubing and all. You take the body off now, it's all fiberglass body now. So you take the bodies off them, it's a skeleton basically of metal tubes.
I was going to say that it's crazy when you reference the circuit, because there's a circuit now. I mean, you go to all these different cities and you're competing, you run the race, and obviously you meet fans, and we'll get into all different things that It used to just be, hey, some cars will cross you, you'll jump some, right? You'll go off of a ramp and see if you can actually make it. And we all, of course, want to see you turn over upside down.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yeah, but that's part of it.
You can break your back on this,
can't
you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can definitely be injured. And, yeah, yeah, I mean, I've been injured, you know, 32 years. You're going to have something go wrong at some point in time. But, yeah, the safety has come a long ways in the trucks and in the trucks themselves. And our safety equipment, you know, we have full containment seats now for us. Everyone has some kind of neck restraint. Basically, a Hans device is what I use.
Right, what you see in NASCAR and all that, correct?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, after doing all this, it's like I wouldn't drive one without it. I mean, I feel safer driving the monster truck than I do out a regular vehicle on the road.
Well, you know, the reason I bring that up is because what's remarkable is you'll put on, you know, anything – during the week leading into this, and you'll see the commercial, right? Coming up Saturday, it's Monster Jam. And, dude, you're seeing these trucks, which, first off, let's just quickly go through the stats here. How much does Gravedigger weigh?
You're weighing in about 12,000 pounds.
Right, okay. How big are the tires?
Yeah, tires stand 6 foot tall. And they weigh in about 800 pounds with a rim and tire.
Horsepower.
Yeah, horsepower. You're pushing about 1,500 horsepower. You know, it's running on methanol, alcohol, blower, right. Injected. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're off the ground. You kind of really don't see what's going on.
Yeah, no.
And that's my point is you see it, and you guys do tricks now. And I say now, but, I mean, it's, again, it started out, hey, it's just jump the ramp.
Jump,
crush the
racing,
cars.
Yeah.
You guys purposely try to do different tricks and moves, whether it's going sideways. I've seen some cars almost look like breakdancing on the roof of the car and trying to use the horsepower that spins it with the tires. I want to know how you practice that. You just go ahead and drive.
Well, you know, a lot of it's throwing stuff out there. It's like after you drive for so long, at least for me, you know, I've driven for so long, it's like I have certain things, situations that I've been in to where I've driven out of it and gone, holy cow, I just did that. I just drove out of that and brought it back, you know, one piece. And so you get more comfortable driving in precarious positions, I'd say. But we do have a thing called Monster Jam University now.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Where we actually, you know, that's where people go to practice, where they try out and, you know, learn new stuff and practice things. Yeah.
Jordan shaking his head. He wants to go to Monster Jam University. When you talk about being in it as long as you have, Charlie, is one of – I guess avenues that people can say, I want to be a monster truck driver, right?
Uh-huh.
So do you see a lot of former race car drivers? Do you see people that go in there? Or do you just see people that are agreeing and say, I want to learn? And how do you start? Whether it's working with the vehicles and being part of not pit crews, but people that work on the cars and get them together?
Yeah, well, it's funny you should say that because we've come from all the avenues, you just said. I grew up, I actually started helping out a couple guys, local guys with the truck. And I was, you know, basically helped put tires on, mechanical work, stuff like that. And I worked my way into the driving position. Back then, you could do that fairly easy back, you know, 32 years ago. They have brought in other people, though, from motocross, anything, any kind of motorsport-based events, especially like motocross. I like to compare a lot of stuff we do now in the truck is comparable to doing motocross, doing tricks, because it has the same effect. You're flying this thing through the air.
Yeah.
And depending on whether you're throttling through it, if you throttle, keep on the gas, you will actually rotate the truck backwards. If you jam on the brakes real hard in the air, it's going to nose it over, just like a motorcycle. It has the same characteristics. I just can't throw my weight into the monster truck like you could a bike. Like, I wish I could half the time.
You know, it's interesting. Speaking with Charlie Paulkin, he drives the Gravedigger, and you'll see it again on Saturday coming up here. You know, one of the things that's interesting, you're referencing trying to make the vehicle sort of move in certain ways, too. It's experience, obviously, kind of goes into there as well, trial and error, as you're sort of talking about, too, as well. But how is it, you talked about how it just started as a normal truck, and obviously it's just different now, and it probably allows you to do a lot of those different things. It's not your normal base steering wheel, right? I mean, I'm talking about when you have the impact and you're trying to do that.
Right.
What is that steering wheel and maybe, I guess, the bar that connects it to the tire stuff? How is that different for something else? It's got to be able to absorb the shock and for you to still be able to control it.
It does. It does. There's certain safety effects built into the system now It just like it can't yank the steering wheel out of your hands.
Really?
Right. It's made not to do that.
That's the first thing that pops in my head. Right. The second you hit the ramp or the ground,
yeah.
How do you
like? It's
how
gonna.
Does your arm
it's
not
gonna
go everywhere.
It's gonna right. I will tell you this. You don't want to hold on to it, though, real tight with your thumb wrapped around the steering wheel, because otherwise that will break your thumb. I've
right.
done that. Yeah, that's a no-no. So I learned that from experience, and, yeah, I do not wrap my thumb around the steering wheel anymore. The other thing about which is really unique about the truck is your rear steering is actually controlled by a switch, which you have just off to the right-hand side of the steering wheel. It's just a toggle switch. So the steering on the trucks are two separate systems. You have the steering wheel just for the front and another switch-based toggle switch just for the rear steer. So if you want to use just the rear steer to whip the tail end around a corner, that's what you can do. And then you
wow.
just kind of correct with the front.
Yeah, that sounds like I would be disastrous in Monster Jam University, speaking with Charlie Paulkin of Gravedigger. One of the coolest things I think it features when this comes around every year is the pit pass, right? When people
yeah.
can come in and see the trucks up and close and personal. One of the things I can't wait to bring little guy on Saturdays, you know, he's 2 years and 3 months.
Perfect.
So he's, what, like 49 inches or something, you know, whatever. You said the tires are 6 feet tall. I
right.
would love to see him look up and sort of see that. Is that probably the best part of that, that people can come in, see the truck, actually see what it's actually like before to see it go and have fun on the dirt?
Without a doubt. You know, the kids are the greatest thing. I always say the five-year-old is our biggest fan.
Or me. Yeah.
And or you. You know, and put a smile on their face is everything to me. So, yeah, to get down to their level, it's like whenever I'm doing autographs, which they can do that in the pit party, you can come up, you can get autographs, you can get pictures, I'll get down to their level because that's what it's like. That's
right.
what it means to me. You know, that's how I grew up, too. I grew up, you know, having these dreams of this. So that's a big thing. So the pit party is great. You can get pit passes. Check out MonsterJam.com. You can go on there, find out where to get pit passes. It sounds like some local Ford's dealerships have got them, but they're only, you know, until they're out.
Until they're out,
yeah,
right, exactly.
While supplies last.
Uh-huh.
So great experience, though. If you're going to go, take the family, take the kids, you know, that's a great family show. You get down there, get the pit pass. Go in, you can get your photos right next to the trucks with the drivers, you know, get their autographs. There's no other motorsport like this, that's for sure, where we are this accessible.
What are some of the top questions you get?
Top questions. You know, it's always how big is the tire?
Right.
You know, how much does it weigh? You know, how much horsepower? That, you know, that's the biggest, our biggest, you know, main questions from the kids, or it's can I get in it?
Can you get in it? Right.
Can I drive
that's
it?
That's his question.
Right. That's
all the
yeah.
time. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the body and the paint scheme and the development of these trucks, too, there are storylines probably that go into each, right? Like, how did it come out? How did Gravedigger come to be? And why do you think it's been one of the more popular ones and ones that they remember? I mean, it really is one that, again, I'm 43, so since I was, I mean, it's, you know, everyone knows Gravedigger. Why do you think it's been so popular, just the name and the brand of that truck?
Yeah, it's cool because every truck kind of like has a storyline behind it. Every one of them has its own uniqueness, own, you know, and it kind of goes with the driver, too. Every driver has their own style, so it kind of goes hand in hand. You know, that's the whole thing. It's like, how do you bring out the character of the truck? Some trucks are known for doing certain things, you know, better than others, doing wheelies, donuts, whatever. But, yeah, with Gravedigger, it was pretty cool. Dennis Anderson is the originator. He came out years ago with a mud truck and was doing mud bogs. And his buddies were razzing him, and he said, you know, hey, I'll take this old truck and dig your grave with it. And that's how they came up with,
no kidding,
with the term Gravedigger. And, yeah, so they came up with Gravedigger, and he took it to his paint guy and, you know, just kind of let him have at it here. It's like, this is, you know, what it is. And this guy just went to town on it and came up with the craziest, spookiest, you know, black yeah. and green wrecking machine format you could ever, you know, come up with. And who would have known, you know, 35 plus years later, what you'd end up with.
Yeah, I'm interested because I love Halloween. So it's been really cool that little guys loves Halloween. We have to see Halloween Mickey and all this other stuff that, you know, obviously it's not October, but he loves that stuff. And I showed you the little purple truck he's doing now.
Yeah.
He's playing with this morning. I'm interested if when we get there on Saturday, if he does kind of focus on that. I mean, I'm telling you, he loves Vampirina. He loves anything spooky right now. It's fantastic. Cool. So I'm kind of wondering if he goes towards Grave.
Right on, right on. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, it definitely has taken on its own identity. You know, we have, multiple trucks touring the world. You know, we're worldwide. We're going to Africa here next month. And, you know, we've toured all over, Europe and Australia. So, yeah, it's just grown leaps and bounds.
So you say 30-plus years of driver, 32. What's your favorite memory? Can you narrow it down? Because we're doing brackets, well, and we're talking about the best, you know, plays in franchise history for the Saints, and it's hard to narrow it down. So I guess I'll just ask you some of your favorite memories. Is it a truck you rode? Is it something that you did, maybe one of the firsts in doing something, or is it a memory of meeting someone?
You know, one of my biggest, you know, accomplishments and whatnot, that I really cherish is, when I went on my own actually, and actually, with a partner, we, actually purchased this truck called Excalibur that I worked for the original guys, and we bought the truck, and we went to our first show at Pontiac Silverdome, and, we go rolling in there with an open trailer, hauling this thing with a one-ton dually while everybody else has these semis that close trailers. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I really get myself into? And, yeah, we went in there and won, and actually won the racing. I was like, you know, just like, this is cool. This is, you know, a pivotal moment, you know, in my life. I got goosebumps talking about it because that and, you know, the whole thing. I was on the road, you know, with Gravedigger, you know, with my Excalibur truck, you know, racing against Gravedigger. And I've got a photo, you know, in my album of me sitting in Gravedigger, sitting behind the wheel going,
no kidding,
how cool would it be to drive one of these?
Wow.
And never thought the chance would come about, you know, and I'd be where I am today, you know, driving a Gravedigger truck. And it's just been a dream come true. I mean, after that, just going year after year and seeing the fan base come back and the recognition you create.
You get some crowds, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It just the people that know you that come back year after year. And it's just amazing how far this has gone. This has gone so big. It's like I was over in Europe, or actually it was Australia. And, so I have a 14-year-old son who's great. He's in the monster trucks. He's into the videos online, all that. And I have this kid come up in my pit party line. He was very first, made sure he came right up to me. And he was like, hi, my name is Bobby. And I play with Chucky on, you know, Rigs of Rod on the internet. Da, da, da. I'm like, holy cow, this is that big. There, you know, these people are all over the world, you know, playing this stuff online and recreating it. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like I said, it's one of those things I'm looking forward to kind of seeing. I've always wanted, obviously, little guy, and now seeing him sort of do that. And my wife makes fun of me all the time. She's like, you got a little boy. I mean, he's all boy, right? I mean, if you can get dirty, he's in. If he
right.
He has a slide in the backyard. His favorite thing to do is fly cars off of it.
There we
so,
go.
So, I mean, I'm interested to see how he kind of interacts with this. Last year was a little young, but let's see how it goes this year.
And
I'm excited.
And at the pit party, they actually have a play area set up with, you know, the little Monster Jam trucks, you know. And, yeah, that's what the great thing about it. You know, it's all about the family there, you know. And what's coming up, too, also is a great show. It's the World Finals is coming up.
Nice.
In Orlando here, May 10th and 11th. So that's what this last show here in New Orleans, this is what we're trying to get all of our points. We're in series points three. Stadium tour, we are trying to gather up our points basically to make it to the World Finals here in Orlando.
When you say World Finals, is it just the culmination? Is it like the end of a season sort of a thing, or is it just another championship?
It is the end of a season. We've got multiple tours going on.
Right.
So they're basically gathering all the champions from the tours, putting them in one great big show called the World Finals. We do it every year. It used to be out in Las Vegas. Now, for the first time, they're having it in Orlando. We're going to crown seven champions this year.
Oh, wow.
Bigger, badder, better than ever.
That's going to be awesome. Well, of course, that means Saturday is kind of important. The show starts at 7. The pit party is at 2:30. Gates open for the regular showtime over at 5 o'clock. Dude, tickets are as low as $15. You can go down and again, the pit party tickets, $15 as well. And it gets you a chance to go check guys out like Charlie and, more importantly, go see the truck. You know, I mean, that's
– there you go.
Again, that makes so much sense to go do that.
Exactly. Get up close, get personal, get your picture, get your autograph, get, you know, get your program signed. They've got shirts, hats, novelties, anything you could think
of. Sounds good. And that's on the floor. That's not like you guys go meet them in the concourse and stuff. You're right where the action's going to be in a little bit.
Right down on the floor.
Nice, man. That's awesome. Thanks so much, Charlie, for stopping by.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, Charlie Pawkin, he drives the Gravedigger. You'll see that, of course, on Saturday with the rest of the monster trucks. See? Now you need to go. You need to go a little have fun. Look at him. See how big his eyes got. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Hope to see y'all there.
For sure. Thanks for stopping by. Quick break. We come back. We'll come live to Vinny's. 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. 18th in Ridge Lake. More of your phone calls and tweets next on ESPN New Orleans.
Markdown Madness is going on now at Dontan Chevrolet with a full court press on savings on every Chevrolet in our inventory. We have the vehicles that drive the Bayou region with a slam dunk and thousands in savings and the home court advantage on pre-owned vehicles too with zero down and only $216 a month. And for those of you with less than perfect credit, our new Fresh Start program is ready to get you financed. It's Markdown Madness, so go online to DontanChevrolet.com for all our Markdown specials because the deals are at Dontan. Dontan Chevrolet in Thibodeau.
With proof credit, stock number U1905, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
We're back. The Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is returning to the Bayou region April 8th through the 13th at Ellendale Country Club in Houma. This signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and much anticipated Pro-Am Day. Come enjoy good sportsmanship, good food, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information, go to marybird.org/TGMC/golf.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address. All from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely due. I cannot wait to go on Saturday.
Is this your first time going?
You know what? It is.
You and Carver are going to have so many memories.
I want to say, everyone says that. I went...
Because I'll never forget the times that me and my dad went. It's just unbelievable.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And Charlie was just showing us some of his practice videos and in the videos of last weekend. I mean, they can stand this car on its hood or with the tires being a little off the ground, you know, the hood being off the ground. Like, it's almost like doing a handstand. It's just incredible to see what they can sort of do. So they go through sort of a time where they do tricks and things like that. They need to do a race.
There's like a free-for-all at the very end where you just do – it's where you do the tricks and you see where you get the most points.
The pit party tickets for $15 that you can actually go meet the drivers and see the trucks in person. I mean, that's hard to beat, man. That's – It does bring out the little kid in you, doesn't it?
No, it definitely did.
I mean, like
that,
you,
that made my day.
Football players, we've had other guests on. You really.
I remember watching or getting DVDs and just watching everything about Gravedigger because that was my favorite truck to watch, and I always like had them competing up against each other when I was little. So
wow,
that was really cool. To get to meet him in person like that.
It's just funny. He was just showing us they built a little practice vehicle in their backyard. And again, practicing going backwards and forwards. It's like a BMX bike. But, you know, a couple thousand pound truck. Yeah. That's incredible what it is. Anyway, thanks to Charlie for stopping by here at Vinny's. And hopefully you can get out there and go catch.
You have to send me those pictures.
Jam over on Saturday. Yeah, so it'll be fun. 800-998-1003. Again, some of the conversations we've been having throughout the day. The Yahoo Sports story saying and naming Shannon Foreman as the middleman that Will Wade was referring to Christian Dawkins in the FBI wiretap conversation that has been leaked and released. And again, it raises a bunch of other different questions to me that I understand wholeheartedly from LSU fans. Why now? Here we go again. Of course, the day before. Well, because it's business. I mean, right? I mean, it's the same reason Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, and the like release their news on Sunday morning, the day of a game. I mean, no one complains about that. Sean Payton does, you know, but it's the same reason they do that. It's the same exact reason. Obviously today you have four games in the Sweet 16. What a better time than now than to release that in a little bit. So, look, it stinks from that perspective. But at the same time, as Brian Enola East said in one of his phone calls earlier today, he's like, look, you know, and it's a question I've been asking. What is it you want LSU to do? What should Will Wade have done? And, you know, is it just, I don't even call it blind support. It's just I get the sense of feeling, well, the defense is, well, everyone does it, or, you know, free Will Wade, that's fine, it's great, nice slogan, nice T-shirt. What do you do now, though? I mean, it's more detail in it. There's different names being made. It's why, I would have come out on top of all of this at the very beginning, even maybe before the season started when all this first started to come out. You know? I mean, we've seen all of the other coaches that have gotten in trouble in the past, they come out and what? Vehemently deny. And then when other information, I didn't recollect the right way I did, I wasn't lying, I didn't remember. Then we see coaches go, I'm sorry. Many are still coaching, if not all. And it's a great point that one of the callers brought up when he said, hey, look, you look at half of the Sweet 16 have been involved in one shape or form of an allegation. He's right. He's absolutely right. I mean, UNC, right, with the academic scandal. Michigan State with everything that went up there with gymnastics. Tom Izzo's name was brought in a lot of different areas, not specifically to that. Auburn with Bruce Pearl. I mean, I hadn't talked to Auburn about some of the things there. I mean, it's happened everywhere. I mean, Calipari has won national championships and had to leave that school on probation when he left. So and they're still coaching it, and they're seen as great coaches. I think it could have been handled a lot better in a lot of different areas. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in on some of that. When you look at social media, it is, I guess, just the overall sense of the timing. That, I guess, seems to bother people, right? And I understand that because it does stink that Tony Benford had to be asked about that today. I think it does stink that Javonte Smart is asked about this. And this is something, again, why I think as the school, I think you either throw your full support on Will Wade or you piece him out. Now, I said that to you earlier, and you disagree with me as to why you can't just move on at this point from Will Wade. Why?
I do see your point now to where, just piece him out to get the players completely off that topic so they don't have to be asked the question in the locker room. But then I also see it as they're still getting information from Will Wade before the game, so I don't know how that will change the way they game plan for tomorrow. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence now after you kind of explained it a little bit more to me, but I say they should still keep him for the next game and see how everything plays out.
I mean, you hear Tony Benford earlier today say, I think everybody's picked us to lose because of our situation and all the adversities guys have gone through. And again, I just go to it as, hey, one way, shape, or form, come up with something. Or if anything, you have that press conference and you lay the blame or you point the finger over at the NCAA, you know, or the FBI. Throw it out there. We see it in politics all the time, right? Why is this leaked? Who leaked it? You know, go after Yahoo publicly. You know, why are you just leaking our stuff? Are there other universities? I mean, in the story today, now you gotta scroll, Jordan, once, twice, three times until you get to how Foreman has a history. Foreman played for Calipari in Memphis, and that Foreman has a history with Calipari, and that Smart began play at the AAU ball team called Houston Hoops, a reliable pipeline to Kentucky in recent years. De'Aaron Fox, Jared Vanderbilt, 2019 commit, Tyrese Maxey, all going to Kentucky from the same pipeline. Smart was supposed to head there. He didn't. He wound up not going there and going to LSU, which a lot of people feel this is what started. But you get my point? I mean, you can deduce that Foreman and if Foreman is taking money or is upset about the offer that Will Wade gave him, allegedly, then is it not reasonable to deduce that maybe he's doing the same with John Calipari? Right? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? But that's my point. Like, come out and say that. Come out and point that out. I mean, should Will Wade or Joe Oliva probably have said something like that in the press and be like, you know what? Where's the Yahoo Sports story on Kentucky? Where's the sports story? Where's the information on other schools? Again, all of this is about Dawkins, basketball middleman, as Yahoo calls him. Deep connection to Grassroots Hoops. Former Adidas consultant as well. They're facing federal bribery charges in the federal trial that's scheduled to take place April 22nd. The three co-defendants who worked as assistant college coaches, Tony Bland of USC, Emmanuel Richardson of Arizona, and Lamont Evans of Oklahoma State, have all reached plea agreements in the deal. And again, there's a long list of different people and everything, but it's just all you hear and all you're seeing is LSU. Should the Tigers and Will Wade have come out as we go to break and said, why is it just us that's being reported on? That's what I'm getting at when it comes to that. You know? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
DC, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Wackiest thing you've ever put on popcorn, because I'll start the bidding at hot sauce.
Yeah, I put hot sauce on it.
No. Listen to me. I love popcorn. My favorite snack by far. You don't mess that up by putting anything on it except salt. No butter, none of this other BS.
You don't butter your popcorn?
No butter.
No. And do not give me these cheese toppings and all of this garbage. No. Popcorn? No. Stop
it. Exactly. That's a good one.
Salt. That's it.
Garlic salt.
Cheese. Garlic salt.
Truffle salt.
Not garlic salt. Like, just salt.
Oh, what type of popcorn, though?
Lost your mind.
Kettle corn?
It's too sweet.
Kettle corn is delicious.
Kettle corn is good. It's good. You get the sweet and the salt.
Fiddle faddle.
Sweet and savory.
I love the movie theater. I love the movie theater.
You like Cracker Jack?
This discussion upsets me, okay? It does.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Hello. It's me, the designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Picks it up, shoots for three. Good, good, good. Drew Holiday. Floater down the lane. No dunk follow with two hands. Julius Randle.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join Daniel Salerson and me as the Pelicans take on the Sacramento Kings Thursday at 7 on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Poor Jimmy gave us a call and said, hey, please come on out and check out the Pelicans playing tonight. I get it. I mean, I understand. Want some fans to get out there. Jordan, are you attending the, or are you watching the Sweet 16?
What, Friday?
No, tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
I got too much homework to do.
Here you go. You got this homework.
I got a five-page essay to write.
Oh, here we go.
Then I have to do some writing prompt. Then I have to upload the show.
Happy opening day in Major League Baseball. So Yankees leading the Orioles 6-2 in the seventh. It's the Mets 2-0 in the top of the ninth. Two outs there. In the fifth, Milwaukee leading St. Louis 5-3. And it's Philly and Atlanta 1-1 in the top of the second. As some of the games are starting to get underway. Joey, your Cleveland Indians coming up here in a little bit. My Cubbies coming up at 3:05 as they start the season at Texas. Who do you Indians play? Do you know?
I don't know. Yesterday, they won the World Series and part two of the movie.
They didn't know. Well, I guess that is true. That is true.
I actually have no idea who they're playing. No. I haven't looked. Shame on me.
Florida State and Gonzaga tonight, 6:09 on CBS. Purdue and Tennessee, 6:29 on TBS. Jordan, the intern. Florida State, Gonzaga, who you got?
Better be Florida State.
Better be
they
Florida
have to
State.
Win.
Oh, you got them in the Final Four, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. They have to win.
Ooh.
Or I'm done.
Purdue, Tennessee, Boilermakers or Vols?
Purdue also has to win, so all the people above me lose that game because they have Tennessee going to the Final Four.
The tone in your voice is concern. I hear
what?
Concern.
I am concerned.
I hear concern
a little
in your voice.
Too.
8:39 on CBS. Texas Tech and Michigan
has
Friday night East. That's Texas Tech to the Final Four.
I might be in trouble though.
Where are you going?
Michigan.
You going Michigan? And then at 8:57, Dino Hansen's Ducks. The Oregon Ducks, a 12 seed against number 1 seeded Virginia. That's 8:57 TBS. So both games tonight, CBS and TBS.
Virginia.
You going Virginia?
Have them in the Final Four also.
You have them in the Final Four also. All right.
We okay. play the Twins.
We play the Twins there, Joe.
It's going to be 30 degrees.
Up in Minnesota, huh?
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know why we minus 117.
Ugh.
It must
well,
be West Brent.
I'm almost positive it's not going to be 30 degrees when we head on out to the Ellendale Country Club.
31.
Tuesday, April 9th, it'll be 31. I'll tell you what it'll be. It'll be record setting then if that's the case. It's the Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic. It is a great cause, and it's to support the fight against cancer. So come on out, and we'll be broadcasting live Tuesday, April 9th. You can play with future PGA stars. It's the Pro-Am day, so we'll be out there. And for team and sponsorship information, go ahead and visit tgmc.com. And then on Friday the 12th, you have the Glow Golf Party.
The Jordan Golf.
Yep, exactly. It's Jordan Golf. It's a glow ball tournament. It's In other words, you get to play golf in the twilight and the balls kind of glow.
Usually when I split the ball left, I go in fine, and I just chuck it as far as I can down the course.
Really? So you cheat?
Yes.
So you pick up the ball and then chuck it for your second shot
as
far as you can go.
I would call it more of a handicap.
No, that is called blatant cheating. Blatant
I'd say more
cheating.
Of a handicap.
No, yeah, not even a mulligan or handicap. That is blatant cheating. You're not supposed to pick up the ball and then throw it.
I play by my own rules.
Yeah, well, we...
Yeah, he gives Gus some camouflage golf balls.
No one's
going to
see me throw.
Gus.
No one's going to see me throwing the ball at night. They're just going to see the ball. Whee!
You know what?
What a shot.
You know
what?
He shot a 19.
If you like to go play real golf like a real golfer on Friday, April 12th, 6:30, Ellendale Country Club, come out, check it out. Or you can just play the golf. You can just party.
Food.
Yeah, help the fight against cancer. You can have some of the area's top restaurants, live music, silent auction. Again, it all is to fight cancer at the Thibodeau General Medical Center. So go ahead and do that. Tickets go to TGMC.com. NFL Saints sort of news. The Saints visited with Robert Quinn on Monday. He came in, paid a visit to the team. And he had also paid a visit to Dallas. Both teams, essentially the final two that were going to be able to trade with Miami for his services. And Dallas has won. 1 year deal to go to the Dallas Cowboys. Jordan, the New Orleans Saints take on the Dallas Cowboys at some point this season at home. Remember that home schedule. It's Falcons, Panthers, Bucks, as you know. Then Cardinals, 49ers, Texans, Colts, and Cowboys.
Yeah.
Away, it's the three division teams, of course, and in the Titans, Seattle, the Bears, the Rams, and the Jags. Of course, the schedule itself comes out in April to where you get the full info when it comes to that here as well. I'm trying to find, of course, more reaction, obviously, from what was going on with Tony Benford and getting the questions now about the latest Yahoo story there. Smart was asked in the locker room. He's like, look, I don't know anything about it. Here it is. Jacques Doucet saying Tony Benford on Shannon Foreman in the Yahoo report. He said, quote, I've met Shannon. He's been, I don't know, as far as mentoring. I know he's got a good relationship with Javonte. That's all I know. Javonte Smart kind of trying to distance himself a little bit from that here as well. Look, it's kind of one of those things. Again, I know why Yahoo dropped the story today, but don't get mad at them dropping the story. I'm more focusing about the story. Right? One way, shape, or form, a decision's got to be made. Don't you agree with that, Jordan? Don't you think a decision's got to be made one way, shape, or form?
Yeah, they have to. I think that they both have to talk to each other at some point.
But that's the thing. I mean, if you keep saying come in and talk and they won't and he won't, I don't know what.
I agree to your point. If he doesn't come in, he should be fired right on the spot.
I mean, I just don't understand what LSU fans want Joe Oliva and LSU to do. This all starts with at least being able to talk to the individual and find out what he knows. So you know how to do it and deal with it. I can't get past that first and foremost. Don't give me the everybody. Great. Why won't he come in and meet? Because the further they go along, folks, the more of a distraction issue it's going to be. And for that aspect, I can understand LSU fans right now saying, you know, why not drop this Monday? Why not drop this Tuesday? Why not drop this Wednesday? You're dropping it literally right before the media sessions. I can understand LSU fans being a little ticked off about that. Right before LSU set to meet the media. You know? And it does stink, because now all of a sudden, you're judging their comments. You're judging their quotes that you're going to put in your story or you're going to put in your soundbite. They probably hadn't even read the report. They probably hadn't even read the latest. They're being asked about it all of a sudden. You know? And it's one thing to do that to a coach. It's another to do it to the kids. And in that aspect, then I could defend that. Like those kids in the locker room expecting to be asked questions about Michigan State and all of a sudden Smart's being asked about, well, you know, this guy apparently had a relationship and back to Houston. All, you get what I'm getting at? I mean, all of a sudden, that kid's not prepared for that. No, none of them are. So, I don't know. Sports Hangover puts a wrap on things. We're going to come back live to Vinny's 3217 Ridge Lake Drive next on ESPN New Orleans.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Stephen A. Smith here. If you're like me, you have a mortgage and a family who depends on your income, then you need to protect the ones you love with life insurance. Life insurance can pay off a mortgage or help send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote Comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. That's less than a dollar a day, people. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. Or go to selectquote.com/Smith, S-M-I-T-H. That's selectquote.com/Smith.
Get full details and the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair. For the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon, right here on ESPN 100.3.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Robert Kraft's attorney, shockingly, seeking to exclude the video evidence. Nobody wants to see the video. I don't mean like that. Kind of a big ding if they can get that video excluded. Remember, we played that soundbite from a long time back, right after this took place, where the ESPN attorney, what are you laughing at?
How you have a jury trial?
That's Joey laughing.
Yeah.
How you have a jury trial if you can't use the tape?
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to get rid of. That's exactly what the ESPN.
I don't think anyone needs to see
that. Well, I get that, but that's what the ESPN attorney said. First thing you got to try to do is get rid of that evidence.
And
that evidence doesn't exist.
And witnesses.
And witnesses, yes.
And then you go to trial.
Very true. Definitely don't want to do that. Uh-huh. As well. Again, one of the things that we were talking about a little bit earlier ago, Robert Quinn, looks like he's going to go over to the Cowboys with the one-year deal.
Championship move.
What? Oh, come on. Stop it.
Ooh, do that voice again.
No, don't do that voice again.
Yes, do it again.
Championship move.
You think that's a championship move, huh?
It sounds like
I'm just
it.
Doing it to aggravate you.
Okay. It worked.
Okay, well, one of the things that was interesting was Steve Wyche of the NFL Network said he had a chance to talk to Sean Payton about the trend of teams hiring offensive-minded coaches. You saw this in the last hiring of coaches, that essentially they were trying to find the Sean McVay, the future Sean McVay. It's like, if you're 30 or younger, right, 30, 31, you got the gelled hair, you got the ripped muscles, you're good. And if you know, love to, you know, six wide, no tight ends, just, you know, let's offensive geniuses. Everyone's trying to find them. Does this not sound like Sean Payton? Listen to what Steve Wyche, of the NFL Network had to say when he spoke to Sean about this.
The pitchers I'm going to fatten my batting average against. But I wish we had time to show the full depth of his answer there, because I did ask him about the trend of hiring offensive coaches. And he went on to explain that he's got three or four coaches on his staff that he feels would be fantastic head coaches. Remember, his DC Dennis Allen at one point was the Raiders head coach. And he said when teams call him about potential prospects, and he gives them names and ideas, and he said, look, this guy here has the potential, the leadership, the foresight, and kind of the understanding of analytics to be the next Bill Belichick. Or this guy right here could be the next Tony Dungy. And then a peer person on the other end of the phone says, well, I want the guy calling plays. And that's what Sean Payton was telling me, that this is why so many teams are missing out on quality candidates. That's why diversity candidates are getting overlooked. And that's why a lot of potentially good coaches are going to have to wait their turn a little bit longer until the cycle changes, because there just seems to be the seeing the world through a straw mindset that I've got to find the next Sean McVay, I've got to find the next Sean Payton, which is a very difficult thing to do. So many of these teams are overlooking leadership. They're overlooking the communication aspect. They're overlooking the qualities of being a head coach, that they're missing out on great talent. And I just love the fact that Sean Payton, who just a couple years ago really was out of the pocket in terms of trying to help the NFL after his team was investigated for the Bountygate scandal, has recently become a leader and a speaker of the forefront for making the league better, just not with these rule changes we saw. But again, I wish we could play the full length of what he said on this interview about trying to get a broader perspective on coaching candidates that could help make the quality of play a little bit better as well.
It is interesting when you look at it from that standpoint, as Steve was saying there in his conversation with Sean Payton. It's true. I mean, it was Cliff Kingsbury, the guy hasn't won at any level. Hey, but he's young. They like to throw the ball up. Innovative. Hire him. After getting rid of a coach, he was only there 1 year. I love the aspect of it. Steve Weiss says, Sean Payton says, quote, he's looking forward to playing those teams that hire those young coaches. Petty Sean's been activated. I don't think it's going away. Don't you? I don't think Petty Sean's going into the garage anytime soon. I think 2019 might be the year of Petty Sean. No doubt. Yeesh. Do you like Petty Sean? Are you a fan of Petty Sean? I'm a fan of Petty Sean.
100%.
Especially since today is the petty of pettiest days. 3/28/19. Right? Exactly.
Put up the choke sign.
Did you see what I tweeted?
No.
I might have tweeted Sean Payton doing the choke sign in the Atlanta game. Is that professional of me to do?
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're Gus Kattengill.
Why do I feel you're mocking me?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Joey. That's exactly what he was doing. You absolutely. Exactly. We're going to close out on the most interesting of stories here today. And this is something that Jordan the intern would do. So the Warriors' Jordan Bell.
Must be something with Jordans.
Got suspended for the game against the Grizzlies. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
For charging items at the team hotel to coach Mike Brown.
I think it was a candle. It was a candle that he charged to the room.
Yeah. Bell was charging incidentals in the hotel to assistant coach Mike Brown. It's not completely known who was buying, what he was buying, but there's some guesses. But he's been suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. And he didn't play Wednesday in a game against the Grizzlies. But according to The Athletic, this apparently isn't the first time Bell has done this. Brown was alerted to the purchase, and the Warriors were able to track Bell down with relative ease. Apparently he's done this in the past, where he's just charging items and incidentals to an assistant. How are you not going to know that? I mean, I'm having trouble understanding how anyone thought they could get that away. That's something I totally would do.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, you wanted to go to Washington to go see LSU play?
I would have definitely done that.
Something tells me if we would have stayed in the room, you'd have charged it on my room.
I would have 100% done that.
Exactly. Yeah, movies. Special movies.
Whoa.
Matt Moscone, after Whoa. Further review, is up next. I'm sure he has something to say about the Yahoo Sports story. We'll see you tomorrow at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on ESPN New Orleans.